This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. This one, a breaking news edition of the pod. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, joined by site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, some big news on Thursday. A five-star prospect that Alabama fans are very familiar with. He has been linked to the Crimson Tide throughout the recruiting process. Did a little bit of an about face about a year ago or so, but looks like Alabama has this big one back in its boat.
Yeah, Jeremiah Alexander committing back to Alabama. You know, I think for some, they'll be surprised because you saw a lot of people, like, watching his social media really closely. And, I've said this several times. I said it before. I said it during. I'll say it after. Jeremiah is just a friendly guy who a lot of people gravitate to. So the fact he could go to Clemson and make friends and enjoy it and have a good trip, or go to Georgia and do the same, isn't very surprising. But he also had a lot of friends at Alabama. Obviously, he's very familiar with Alabama program. He's been there several times. Really good job of Freddie Roach, because if you remember, Carl Scott, he committed to Carl Scott, who's now at the Minnesota Vikings, and then Freddie Roach took over this area and closed it out. So just a terrific job there to finish off. Georgia, 100% all in trying to get Jeremiah. Clemson, 100% all in trying to get Jeremiah. And Alabama, 100% all in trying to get Jeremiah. Very elite type talent, top 10 player. I've been fortunate to watch him since he's a 5 or 6 year old kid. I had an old coach tell me the big dogs bark early, you know, as pups when they're young. And Jeremiah certainly was that guy. When you saw him on a football field, you saw him on a baseball field, you saw him anywhere, you knew he had that potential. He's worked out with my son that's going to junior college for baseball, K. They're 1 year apart. So I've seen this guy up close, and obviously, you know, a great kid. I've known him for a while, a very polite kid. His parents wouldn't have it any other way. So good football player, good kid, good family. You know, and you look at, you know, a lot of people were upset when he decommitted. And, to me, I feel that decommitting and then taking all your visits to make sure you made the right decision is more respectful than being committed. Because imagine the reaction if he had stayed committed to Alabama, went to Clemson and said, Clemson's awesome, I love it. I mean, people would have been really outraged and all of that. This way he cleared the slate, wanted to make sure. And he was an early commitment to begin with. Even this commitment's before his senior year. So the first time he committed, you know, he was obviously young. Even younger. So, you know, big time player, big time gift, Freddie Roach with the big tip of the hat, did a really good job here closing this one out.
Going to be hard for Sal Sunseri to step away from coaching at this point. When you look at the accumulation of elite edge defenders that Alabama has strung together now, with an emphasis over the previous two classes and the still forming 2022 cycle, when you look at Jeremiah Alexander and his skill set, how does it compare maybe with some of the guys that they brought in? We talked about this on the T. Watts and TR podcast on Wednesday. It seems like more of these guys, and I think Jeremiah Alexander could be one of them, at the outside linebacker position, not as developmental maybe as it had been in the past in terms of needing to get stronger, add weight. Not that he won't need and be able to do those things, but this is a guy just watching his tape. The physical aspect of the position isn't something he seems to have much of a problem with.
No, Jeremiah plays angry. If you watch him, he's got that nastiness to him you want in a big-time college football player, especially on the lines. We say it a lot about offensive linemen. They got to have a certain nastiness to them. Well, on the flip side, the defensive lineman has to have a lot of nastiness to us, because you think about it, those two lines are laying hands on people the entire game, and they are chest wrestling. They got hands of jerseys, and they got punches in bellies, and they've got, you know, people pile driving. So there's a lot of battle. Jeremiah has that intensity. You see it on the football field. I mean, he's very aggressive. You know, he's a guy that can close out, set the edge, big time guy. I mean, you see some of his highlight tapes, and I've seen it off and on several times. He will just decide, I'm not going to beat you. I'm just going through you. I'm not going around you. There's no moves. I'm literally hitting you in your chest, and I'm pushing you into the quarterback. You can see it. Intense strength. And again, this is a guy that's been training physically since he was 8, 9, 10 years old. So this is a guy who's strong naturally. And I mean, of course, you're going to get stronger in college. But when you look at guys who are prepared, and Thompson's a big time football program, the strength and conditioning coach, the practice, the training that goes in here, it's no joke around here. So he's going to have less of a learning curve, more than likely, than you'll see in a lot of kids coming from just a normal type football program, and a normal 18-year-old who needs to add a little bit of weight, who needs to get a little bit stronger. I think he's going to be ahead of the curve on all of that.
Yeah, I'm not saying Jeremiah Alexander can have the sort of immediate impact in the SEC that Will Anderson had for Alabama, but they are comparable, I think, when you watch Jeremiah Alexander at the point of attack with his hands, as you talked about, and how strong he is. And a lot of times for edge defenders, that's more the last thing to come, being able to set the edge and have the physicality to hang in against tight ends, maybe even offensive tackles, because the run game is still something you have to address legitimately. And you know, I don't know if he's going to have the kind of get off in the pass rush that Will Anderson possesses. But again, just in terms of his physical approach to playing outside linebacker, and this is a guy too, watching him on tape, it looks like Thompson played him some at inside linebacker as well. So could have some versatility, flexibility with Jeremiah Alexander.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot to work with here. He's like I say, he's a big kid. He's a big, thick, big bone kid. Was that way his whole time. His dad's a big man, big, strong guy. So there's a lot of ways this could go with him. I mean, I personally think he's probably about right now where he's going to play. I see him on that edge. I mean, he's going to be at worst an edge setter, and, you know, almost a bigger Ryan Anderson to me. You know what I mean? Bigger, but has that upside. He is able to hold the line, drop back, slap passes down. He's a long-armed kid as well. So there's a lot you can do with him. And like you said, that flexibility. And we're seeing Alabama this cycle, they're getting a lot of guys with flexibility. I mean, you see a lot of guys who can project. Antonio Kite, the most recent commitment out of Anniston, he's a guy that can play either side of the ball. Amari Nyeblack, the commitment before him, the camp guy, he's a guy that can play either side of the ball. So we're seeing a lot of guys, Emmanuel Henderson, let's not forget about him, who can play either side of the ball. So we're seeing a lot of athleticism. And you got to trust your coaches. You know, you get guys that are athletes. And, you know, Jeremiah, should be noted, is Alabama's third five-star commitment in this class. So off to a good start. You're looking at Ty Simpson, who was perhaps their top quarterback prospect. You're looking at Emmanuel Henderson, who was definitely a guy that was their top target. And then Jeremiah Alexander. So you're getting a little bit of everything in this class so far.
Jeremiah Alexander, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite, the number one edge prospect for the 2022 recruiting cycle. We're going to take a quick break here on this breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. When we come back, Tim touched on a little bit of what could be next for this still forming 2022 class for Nick Saban. We'll ask him just that when the Bama Online Podcast returns right after this.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Back with more of the Bama Online Podcast, a breaking news edition of the pod following the commitment of Jeremiah Alexander, a five-star edge defender from Thompson High School in the Alabaster, Alabama area. Of course, Tim talked about it earlier, one of the premier high school football programs in all of the country in Thompson. So, you know, the preparation is going to be there. You watch the tape, you see the physical attributes that Jeremiah Alexander can bring to the linebacker level. And so with the commitment now of Jeremiah Alexander, Tim, what do you foresee on the immediate horizon? I know we've had some camp phenom sort of emerge there in late June, moving into the dead period. Is that kind of where you'll have your attention focused for the time being?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, we said this, you know, and it seemed quiet. There was a lot of news of people visiting in June. And there was news, people were visiting, not a lot was happening. But really, Alabama has to, when they go through that camp thing, they have the fans have to realize they have to evaluate the board, shuffle who they want. There's kids that fall off the board. There's kids that jump on the board. Obviously, we've seen that with Amari Nyblack is one. Kobe Prentice is another kid from wide receiver from Calera, who I think is pretty close to committing to Alabama. Now, he's still committed to Maryland. He committed to Maryland, and I think he got Alabama offer the same day, which had to be like Loxley's like, son of a beep. You know, he had to not love that. But another guy that went to camp and earned an offer. So we're seeing this trickle-down effect of these guys emerging, plus the top targets that are still out there, like Jeremiah Alexander, who obviously didn't camp. But you're seeing a mixture of guys that are new on the board that they're offering. And again, this Kobe Prentice, I would encourage everybody to watch his film. This guy can run. This guy can move. This is a good evaluation by Loxley. It was good for Freddie Roach and them to get him into camp. And you have Freddie and Holman Wiggins go in on this guy. So fast guy, has good balance, could be a difference maker down the road. But we're seeing it adjust a little bit. It's going to be this way, a little bit of a push, because the season's around the corner. When the season's here, Alabama will go back to coaching the season mode. It'll get a little bit of quieter, most likely getting into the season, and then the big finale in December.
Little bit of an in-state run here, Tim. Antonio Kite from the Anniston area, now Jeremiah Alexander from the Birmingham area, and perhaps Kobe Prentice in the not too distant future. So much as we talk about out of state guys, the home state crop representing here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what's been interesting and who again is doing a great job is Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach, I mean, he obviously has got connections to Alabama. He's a good recruiter and everything else. But you look at the fact like this is a loaded area. Shelby, Jefferson County, you got Birmingham, you got Hewitt. With Amari, you know, Amari Kelly, a wide receiver who earned an offer at Alabama as well. You got all these guys in this area. You know, Thompson's got 20 of them alone, probably. Then you got big schools like Hoover and all that. Well, Carl Scott had that area. Freddie Roach had to take it over, and I think he kept most of his other area. So Freddie walks into a smorgasbord of top targets, which Nick Saban frowns on if you miss, and he's doing a great job of building relationships, and all the feedback we got is really good on how he handles himself with the family and the kids. Got an easy way about him, living his whole life in Alabama and playing in Alabama and, you know, being back in Alabama. He knows the lay of the land pretty good, but he walked into a landmine. I mean, Carl, you know, left big shoes to fill, really good recruiter, did a great job, but Freddie's jumped right in, you know, and taking those relationships where the foundation was laid and taking them, you know, to the next level, getting a lot of these kids wrapped up.
Speaking of wrapping it up, I think we're good on this breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. Jeremiah Alexander, the five-star edge defender from Thompson High School in Alabaster, Alabama, commitment number 10 for Alabama football in the 2022 recruiting cycle. What do you think, Tim? We good?
Yeah. I think we're good. I think we're going to see a little bit more. There'll probably be some more of these coming up the pipeline, and some kids will drag it out a little bit longer, but it should be fun.
And you know we're going to have it covered for you, top to bottom, start to finish, at BamaOnline.com. Thanks again for joining us on the Bama Online Podcast. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the pod? Simple as a click or two. And if you'd leave us a rating and a review while you're there. We greatly appreciate that as well. Always appreciate you joining us right there on the website, BamaOnline.com. Hang out with us on the Roundtable, the message board of choice for Alabama Crimson Tide fans everywhere. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.